The final bracha in Shemayna Esrei is the bracha Sim Shalom, and we find, it's interesting that we find in many places that the last bracha, or the last part of a bracha, is mentions about Shalom. We have in Brichas Kayanim, which is Yivarechecha Hashem V'Yishmerecha, that also the last bracha is V'Yaseim L'cha Shalom, that Hashem should give us peace. And in Brichas Hamazon, in benching, we end off Hashem Oiz La'am Yitein, Hashem Yivarecha Samoy V'Shalom, that Hashem should bless His people with peace. In Kaddish, the last bracha that we say, the last tefillah is Oysa Shalom Bimreimo, V'yasa Shalom Aleinu, Hashem should make Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. So, and here in Shemayna Esrei as well, the last bracha, the 19th of the Shemayna Esrei, if you could say that, the 19th of the Shemayna Esrei plus one, is the bracha of Shalom. And what's taka the pshat that all over the place we find that the last bracha is the bracha of Shalom? So I mentioned it in the Shurim on Yivarechecha, and we said V'yasim L'cha Shalom, but for those of you who were not in the Shir then, we'll just repeat it for Kitzer. The last Mishnah in Shas, is a Mishnah in Uktzin, last Masechta, in Uktzin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. It ends like this. It says, Amar Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta says, Lo Matza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha, Hashem could not find any kli, any container that's machzik bracha li Yisrael that could hold brachas for Klal Yisrael, Ela HaShalom, except for peace. What does that mean? That means peace is considered the container that holds the rest of the brachas. And the Mefarshim explained that the idea is that a person could have all the brachas in the world. He could be very wealthy, he could have a good parnasa, be matzliach, could have Torah, he could have all the different things that Hashem could bless a person with, but if he doesn't have peace to enjoy it, so it's all meaningless and it's all worthless. If they're in the middle of a milchama, in the middle of a war, so it's impossible to enjoy any of the other brachas. And I'm not just talking about a war against the goyim, against the other nations, but a person's peace of mind. If a person is troubled throughout his life and he doesn't have peace, so then he's not able to enjoy any of the other brachas that Hashem may give him. If there's machlokes in a home, usually if there's a lack of shalom bayis, so the house is torn apart. If there's a machlokes in a community or in a shul, so then there's politics and it's hard to accomplish anything. Machlokes within the hanhala of a yeshiva always is the beginning of the end, breaking apart a yeshiva. So anything that a person is involved in, if there's shalom, if there's peace, then you could enjoy all the rest of the brachas. But if not, not. And that's why Chazal say that shalom is a kli machzik bracha. That's the container. After you have all the brachas, the container that holds it is peace. And therefore, that's what I said back then, by Yivarechecha, that after we say Yivarechecha Hashem, V'yishmarecha Hashem, should bless you and watch you, Yor Hashem, Panav Elecha, all the brachas, then we end off, V'yaseim L'cha Shalom, Hashem should give you peace in order to be able to enjoy all the brachas that we mentioned. And if that's the case, that would be the pshat here as well. We ask Hashem for so many things, for Das, for Refuah, for Yerushalayim, everything. Then we ask Sim Shalom that Hashem should give us peace, because with peace we'll be able to be machzik bracha, to be machzik everything that we have. And the truth is that since I said the Shir on Yivarechecha, I found a medrash that says it befeirish, the medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah, in Parsha Yud Aleph Oy Zayin. The medrash there says, Soif kol habracha is shalom. The end of all the brachas is shalom. And it gives a few examples, and Shemoneh Esrei is one of the examples, and benching is another example. And it says there, she'ein habracha is mo'ila is klum, because all the other brachas don't help at all, ela im kein shalom imohen, unless there's peace with them. So it's mamish this yisoid, that the brachas don't help, they're mamish worthless unless you have shalom with it. And then the medrash goes on to bring that mishnah of Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, that shalom is the kli machzik bracha. So that's the idea that we're seeing over here, that Shemoneh Esrei ends with shalom, because we're asking Hashem to establish peace in Klal Yisrael in order that we should be able to enjoy everything else that we asked for in Shemoneh Esrei until now. And the bracha starts off, Sim shalom, Hashem, you should establish peace together with Toiva uvracha chein v'chesed v'rachamim. Five other things that we mentioned together with peace, six altogether. Toiva means goodness, bracha is blessing, chein is taished as graciousness, V'chesed, and kindness, V'racham, and mercy. All these things, all different l'shaynas of things that Hashem should give us that's good and that will help us throughout life, all together with Shalom, we ask that they should be given Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Lamecha, on us and on all of Klal Yisrael, your nation, your people. What does it mean, by the way, Aleinu? If we say Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Lamecha, so who's on us? On us, I would have thought, means Aleinu L'shabeach, on us, to thank Hashem. What's Aleinu? On Klal Yisrael. So what's Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael Lamecha? I saw in the Oitzer HaTfilah Siddur, in the name of the Doiver Shalom, that he says Aleinu means on this tzibur. A person is davening b'tzibur, dikr tefillah is tefillah b'tzibur, aleinu, on us, on this show that I'm davening in, on this community, v'al kol Yisrael amecha. And he's ma'ir there, the lachar, if someone's davening b'yachidus, so then the lashon of aleinu is a little strange, maybe you should say alai, v'al kol Yisrael amecha. But for Pashtus, we're not here to change the neschois of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. Pashtus, he said that since the ikr tefillah was supposed to be said b'tzibur, that's the way it became a nusach, and even if a person davenes b'yachid, aleinu could mean on us, on the tzibur he usually davenes in, on the community, on the yeshiva. So you say aleinu, on us, on the immediate surroundings of a person, v'al kol Yisrael amecha, and all of Klal Yisrael should be given the bracha of shalom, and toivo uvracha, chein v'chesed v'rachamim. It's interesting also that there are six brachas over here. Shalom, toivo, bracha is three, and chein v'chesed v'rachamim. And the Mefarshim say, also in the Oitzar Tefillah Siddur, the Pirish of the Eitz Yosef, he says there that really Sim Shalom is connected the six brachas of Birchas Kayanim that I mentioned beforehand. Of Yivarech Hashem v'Yishmerecha, there's three psukim. Each one has two brachas. Yivarech Hashem, Hashem should bless you, v'Yishmerecha. Yar Hashem panav eilecha, and v'chuneka. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, and v'yasem lecha shalom. Each pasuk is divided into two brachas. So there's six brachas there. So right over here we start Sim Shalom as a continuation of that, mentioning six brachas. And the truth is, it's taka emes that Sim Shalom is connected with the Birchas Kayanim. Because the Ramah says, and Simen Kuf Chav Zayin at the end of Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, so the Ramah and Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Beis, the last halacha, says there that we only say Sim Shalom at a tefillah that we say Birchas Kayanim by. That's why Nusach Ashkenaz, going with the Ramah, says Sim Shalom only by Shachris, where we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. But Mincha and Ma'ariv, they say Shalom Rav, also davening for peace. Hashem should give us peace, but we don't say the whole thing Shalom, Toivu, Vracha, Chein, V'Chesav, Rachamim, that whole Arichus. Because that Arichus is a connection with the Birchas Kayanim, that's why we say it only by Shachris, or by Mincha of Atainis Tzibur. You may have noticed that we say Sim Shalom also, because there also we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu by Mincha as well. The Ma'isa, there are different Nuschois in Sfarad, they say it by Shachris and Mincha. And the Arizal, the Nusach of the Arizal, is to say Sim Shalom always, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. That's what they hold, is the Iker Nusach, not only when there's Birchas Kayanim. But according to the Ramah, only when there's Birchas Kayanim do we say Sim Shalom. Other times we say Shalom Rav. And then the bracha continues, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad Ba'ar Panecha. What does that mean? Bless us, our Father, Kulanu Ke'echad, all of us as one, Ba'ar Panecha. Ba'ar Panecha means with the light, with the shine of your face. Again, we're not going to get into what is Ba'ar Panecha of Hashem, but with the Ar Panecha, which is the source of all bracha, Hashem should give us all these brachas, Kulanu Ke'echad, all of us as one. And there's an interesting piece of the Sefer Chassidim, that's Rav Yehuda HaChassid, the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, where he quotes this nusach of the bracha, and he says that in Shemayna Esri, we say that Hashem should give us all the blessings, Kulanu Ke'echad, all of us as one unit. Because all the brachas can come onto Klal Yisrael only when we are together as one unit. And it says there, okay. So the Sefer Chassidim says that that just like when Klal Yisrael said Nase V'Nishma, Kabbalah Satayra, just like Klal Yisrael when they said Nase V'Nishma, it says that it was Koel Echad, it was one voice, Vayan. Vayan, it says that the Kol Echad Vayomru, the entire nation said it, Bekol Echad, one voice. So we think that was just for Kabbalah Satayra. The Sefer Chassidim says that was really for everything, for anything good that comes to Klal Yisrael, it has to come as one unit. Therefore, when we say Barchenu Avinu, that they should give us the brachas of Shalom and Toiva and Bracha, Chen V'Chesav Rachamim, we stress that it's Ke'echad because it has to be given to us as one unit. When Klal Yisrael is caring and is concerned for other people, then Hashem gives us all the brachas that he wants to give us. But if there's separation of Machlokes and Klal Yisrael, then we can't get any of those brachas. So we say Hashem should give us Kulonu Ke'echad together as one unit, Ba'ar Panecha, Ki Va'ar Panecha Nasata Lanu Hashem Elokeinu, because with your Ar Panecha that we're asking to get more bracha from, you've already given us, you've already started to give us in the past, Hashem Elokeinu, Toiras Chaim, Va'avas Chesed, you gave us the Torah of life, Va'avas Chesed, the love of Chesed, we'll explain in a moment, Utztaka and righteousness, Ubracha, blessing, V'racham and mercy, V'chaim and life, V'shalom and peace. Here we mention again seven brachas, not just the six, but we mention Torah's Chaim, Avas Chesed is two, Tztaka, Ubracha is four, V'racham and V'chaim, V'shalom makes seven. So we ask Hashem that just like we've already tasted it in the past, you've given us you've given us all these things. So again, Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad, you should continue to give it to us. Torah Chayim means the Torah of life. It's called that because the Torah says Kihem Chayenu, that the Torah is our life. It guides our life and tells us how to live. The Torah, the word Torah is Milashan Hayra'a, to teach, to show, to paskin, that the Torah shows us how to live, and the Torah is the Torah gives us life, and the Torah guides our life. Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim has a sefer called Avas Chesed. He points out that that it's not enough for a person to do Chesed. A person has to develop within themselves an Ava of Chesed. It doesn't say you have to develop in yourself an Ava of any specific mitzvah besides a general Avas Hashem. But Avas Chesed, when you do favors for someone else, it shouldn't be Hinni Muchan Mezuman to do a mitzvah for someone else, even though it's I don't really enjoy it. You should develop like a liking to other people and wanting to do favors, look to see how you could help other people. That's the concept of Avas Chesed. Al Kapanim, these seven things, Torah Chaim, Avas Chesed, and Staka, Bracha, Rachem, and Bechaim, B'Shalom, we're saying that Hashem already gave them to us. The seven that's mentioned over here, by the way, there are Sfarim that say that these seven brachas, we said Hashem gave it to us, Ba'ar Panecha. Some say that the remez to it is the seven flames that there are in the menorah, which is the Ar of Hashem. So the seven flames that are in the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, each one is representing the Torah Chaim, Avas Chesed, Staka, Bracha, Rachem, Chaim, B'Shalom, these seven brachas that I mentioned here. Again, we don't understand the depths of these remezim, but it's just letting you know that that's what it says, that in certain Svarim, that the seven brachas that I mentioned here, that Hashem gives us Ba'ar Panecha, are representative of the seven flames in the menorah. And we say, just like you've given us that for all the generations and for our entire life until now, Sim Shalom, you should give us the peace and continue to give us Barchenu Ba'ar Panecha, to give us the brachas, all the brachas, with Ba'ar Panecha, as you have done in the past. And then, Samach L'chasima, near the end of the bracha says, V'toiv Be'einecha L'vareich HaSamcha Yisrael. The way it sounds like it's that it's good in your eyes. But the Avodram says that it's Kalaimar. Say over here, Kalaimar V'yiyah Toiv Be'einecha. This is a prayer, a tefillah, that it should be good in your eyes. V'toiv Be'einecha, it should be good in your eyes. L'vareich HaSamcha Yisrael, to bless your people Yisrael with peace. We'll see in a moment. Lamaisa, though, it's good to point out that in Nusach Sfard, they add the word Yia Bechlal. It says, V'toiv Yia Be'einecha, L'varchenu. That makes a lot more sense. V'toiv Yia Be'einecha. The Avodram, though, had the gifts of the Ashkenaz, V'toiv Be'einecha, and he says you have to just explain it with a Kaloimar. It's as if to say, V'toiv Be'einecha, V'toiv Yia Be'einecha. L'varech Hasamcha Yisrael, to bless your nation, Klal Yisrael, B'chol Esu, B'chol Sha'ah. We have this expression many times in davening and in benching. B'chaleis means at all times. B'chalsha means in every hour. Usually the mashmas is, the mafarshim say, B'chaleis means at all times in our life. B'chalsha means continuously, without a hefsek. And as at all different times, and also without a break in between, that is B'chaleis u'b'chalsha, every hour, without a break, not that between 9 and 11 Hashem is off duty and not giving you these brachas. No, it should be B'chaleis u'b'chalsha, at all times and at every hour, that Hashem should give us the bracha b'shleimecha, Hashem should bless us with your peace, with the peace that Hashem, the bracha of peace that Hashem gives us. And when we say that Hashem should bless Klal Yisrael with peace, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz points out in the Yaroi's Dvash that we're really asking for two things. In addition to asking for a peace, that there shouldn't be war. We don't want war among Klal Yisrael. As we said before, a person can't enjoy any of the other brachas if he's at war and there's a sakana, the terrorizing, if the goyim are terrorizing us and attacking us, avada, it's impossible for us to go on and enjoy any of the other brachas. But the Yaroi's Dvash says that in addition to that, when we ask that Hashem should bless L'varech Hasamcha Yisrael B'chaleis V'chalsha B'shleimecha, what we're really asking in addition is Shaloi Tia Machloikes B'Yisrael. That even among Klal Yisrael, not just from the Goyim, but among Klal Yisrael, the different sections, that there was always different groups in Klal Yisrael, we should be able to get along. There shouldn't be machlokas between different groups within Klal Yisrael. V'lo yia kina v'sina v'tachrus, he writes. There shouldn't be jealousy and hatred. Tachrus usually means competition, but here it means a competition in a way that's very vicious and deceitful. That competition is not good. Rather, kiyam kulam yu ahuvim. They should all be loved. Va'achudim b'tachlis ha'yichud, va'ava, va'achva, v'reyus. There should be love and brotherhood and friendship within Klal Yisrael. V'yiyah kol Yisrael nefesh achas. And all of Klal Yisrael should be like one nefesh. In other words, the bracha of Shalom, we should have this in mind every day, because Klal Yisrael needs this tefillah. That not just that there should be peace, that the goyim shouldn't be attacking us and bombing us and doing everything that they do to try to destroy us, but in addition, there should be peace and love within Klal Yisrael. Yeah, Klal Yisrael nefesh achas, that there shouldn't be any machlokes within Klal Yisrael. the Aris Dvash, Rabbi Yonis Neib, she says that when a person says this bracha, he should think of the mitzvah of Haftal Reicha Kamaicha. He should be makabel on himself to love every Jew like himself, that I feel connected to all the Jewish people. That's what we do when we say this bracha. And the bracha ends off, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMevareches Amo Yisrael B'Shalom, that Hashem is the one who blesses Klal Yisrael B'Shalom, with peace. And the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael and finally started enjoying peace, there was a kiyum of the bracha in Parshas Bechukosai that it says, V'nosati Shalom Ba'aretz, that I will establish peace in Eretz Yisrael. And when that situation came to fruition in Eretz Yisrael, when there was peace in Eretz Yisrael, then it says that the Medrash says that the Malachim got up and said, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMevarech Asama Yisrael Bashalim. And if that's the case, when we say this bracha today as well, we should have in mind, we shouldn't forget to have in mind the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, because the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, with all the animosity there and the terror and the suicide bombers, they need our tefillahs. It's not just the tefillah that we daven that there should be peace in Chutz La'aretz, we shouldn't be oppressed by the Goyim, but in Eretz Yisrael, where there's probably the Iker hatred of the Yidden and people who want to wipe Eretz Yisrael off the face of the map. So we should always have in mind, HaMavarech HaSama Yisrael B'Shalom, just like the Malachim davened when there was peace in Eretz Yisrael, we also want to restore that massive with its peace in Eretz Yisrael. There's a famous question, having finished now the bracha of Sim Shalom, the bracha of Avos, the bracha of Gvura, the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, those three are called Birchas HaShevach, right, praising of Hashem, and the middle ones are the Bakashos, and then at the end is Haidah, the Iker one is Maidim. So why over here do we make this all-important bakasha not in the bakashas? Why do we do it at the end of Shemana Esrei, not in the middle of Shemana Esrei, where the main bulk of Shemana Esrei is the bakashas? This is a question that has many, many terutzim, and many good terutzim, but I think the pashup shat, as we go through the tefillah, is taka based on what we said before, that the Medrash says that the reason why the Siyum Kol HaBracha says B'Shalom is because Shalom is the climaxic bracha. After we make all the bakashas, so then we put Shalom at the end of Shemayna Esrei to say that everything that we've been discussing until now should come along together with Shalom. And if that's the case, we want to end Shemayna Esrei with that in order to emphasize that point, in order to show that everything that we've been asking until now is all in the all tali on the climaxic bracha. That's what the Medrash says. When I mentioned before, the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba says, Soif Kol HaBracha says Shalom, in order to emphasize that point, Soif Kol HaBracha Shalom, so we put it not even in the place of Bakashas. At the end of Shemayna Esrei, we mention one final Bakasha, that Hashem should give us peace. Like this, everything that we ask for in Shemayna Esrei will be able to be worthwhile for us, and we'll be able to enjoy it. And we could add one point, maybe based on what we just said now from Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz, Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz just told us that in the bracha of Sim Shalom, a person should have in mind not just that there shouldn't be war in Klal Yisrael, but there shouldn't be machlokes within Klal Yisrael itself. And it could be that at the end of Shemayna Esrei, we want to be ma'ayir that feeling in us, Sim Shalom, Toivu Bracha, that there should be Shalom among Klal Yisrael, in order to be ma'ayir that feeling, as the Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz says, that we should be makabel v'ahavta l'recha kamaicha in this tefillah. Because at the end of the tefillah, we want to do something that's going to be a skula for our tefillah to be accepted. The best way for our tefillah to be accepted is if there's no machlokes in Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael acts as one unit. We find this a number of places in Chazal. The Chazal tell us that when Klal Yisrael is one big tzibur and not a bunch of isolated individuals, that's the skula that our tefillah will be answered. The Gemara in Brachas tells us on Daf Lamed that when a person davens, La'olam lishtaf inish nafshei b'hadei tzibura. Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed tells us that when a person is davening, he should put himself together with the tzibur. And Rashi says there, that means that you should daven b'lashon rabim. Rifa'enu, shma kaleinu. We say it always b'lashon rabim. Why? Shemitoich kach tfilasai nishmas. Rashi in Brachas. Because we daven in the plural and we look at ourselves as part of Klal Yisrael, through that's how our tefillah is answered. We find this when we daven for a sick person also. The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Yud Beis Amid Beis, tells us that Rabbi Yossi said, when you daven for a sick person, how do you daven? That this person should be healed, B'soich Shar Chayla Yisrael. Well, why are we mentioning now B'soich Shar Chayla Yisrael? As Rashi says over there as well, Mitoichach Tfilosai Nishmas B'schusan Shal Rabim. Because of that, you made it a Tfilas Rabim, a Tfilah for the public. The Tfilas Rabim, then we have the biggest chus that the Tfilah will be answered. And that's not what we find. The Arizal says it's brought down in some Siddurim, the Nefesh HaChaim, at the end of Shar Beis, brings down from the Arizal that before every tefillah, a person should be makabel on himself. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. What's the pshat? So the Arizal, if you see the Arizal inside, the Arizal says that a person should love all of Klal Yisrael kenafshay va'al yedei zeh tekubal tefilasay. Through that, his tefillah will be answered. B'sarich tefillah is Klal Yisrael. That's a skula for tefillah, that when a person davens, that he looks at himself, I'm not just one yachid davening to my master, I'm davening with a tzibur, I'm davening as a chelik of Klal Yisrael. That's the best way that tefillah is answered. So b'kitzur, to again to summarize, the bracha of Sim Shalom is here at the end of Shemayna Esrei, b'pashtus, because the Shalom is the kli hamasik bracha. That's the last thing that we want to ask, because it's the keli, the container that holds the bracha. But in addition to that, it could be this point is true as well, that this is the hergish that we want to bring out in Sim Shalom, that there should be peace among Klal Yisrael, and we should look at it, all of Klal Yisrael, kenefesh achas. That's something that also we want to save for the end, because that at the end is ma'ir, this hergish that all of us are together, and that is the best skula, that all of our tefillahs that we daven in Shemoneh Esrei will all be answered l'tayva. There were more people